So, as a follow-up to the previous topic of Dina de Mechusa Dina, we're going to start now the topic of Arkois. Arkois is a secular court, and the shailas that come up, binegef, a yid is allowed to take a case to be judged in secular court. Now, I'm going to be mocked in something to bavarn
some of the comments.
I don't want to say questions. Some of the comments that are going to come up, or that sometimes when discussing this topic come up, which is that some people throw around comments along the lines of, "Well, I don't want to go to court. It's not." I'm not going to get justice in court in Beis Din. I don't want to go to Beis Din. I'm not going to get justice in Beis Din. Or this Beis Din is corrupt. Or this Beis Din is this and that. So, Lamaisa, a person has to find the right Beis Din, first of all. And in Achanami, you have to go to a good Beis Din and see where you're going. And, however, a person, you don't hear people saying, I don't like the schools in this place. I don't like the school system. So I'm sending my kids to public school. You don't find people saying, I don't like the kashrus agencies in this place, they don't know what they're doing, so I'm going to go eat treif.
I've seen it.
What?
I've seen that.
Sorry to hear that.
What?
So I guess not, we know
the. So why? Because there's a process we have to follow. Is it flawless? If it's flawless, gavaldic, and if it's not, then it's our job to fix it.
There's also nobody's ever said that I don't see justice at base in it, but I see justice at the secular court.
Exactly.
No justice there either.
Exactly. So Lamaisa, the point is that it has to be understood that it's a chomer d'kadin, it's an iser. We're going to see that it's an iser d'oraisa, and the ramifications of that iser d'oraisa are more severe than a lot of other things that we're very careful about. So, just like anything else, if a person sees a flaw in the system, if there is one, then it needs to be brought to people's attention, and they need to take an action to be doing it. And Lamaisa, there's a lot of bati dinim in different cities and countries that are really moving along in the direction of really getting things under control and very professional and very to the point and everything like that, and that movement is moving. You know, it's taking time, but there's a movement to try to mainstream and try to make it a much easier and smoother system to go to Beis Din. So the job that we have is not to be frustrated and say, okay, forget it, and I'm just going to go to court, but rather to understand the Chomer HaDavar, and based on that, do what's in our control, or whoever is in control, encourage those people to help the system if one sees a flaw in it. So I'm going to give that akdama, and I think that should address some of the issues that will, some of the questions that will, comments that will, people will address later, and I'm just going to say it once at the beginning.
What about the cost?
So, now what is the yisoid of this din? A person's mechuyav to go to Beis Din as opposed to a court. So it's a pasuk in Mishpatim, the first pasuk. Ve'ela Mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Do you have to put these Mishpatim? Now this is an introduction to all of Choshen Mishpat, basically. All of monetary laws are in these parashiyos, or the fundamental, the foundation of it. And notice that this is the first parasha after Parashas Yisroel. This is the first parasha after Matan Torah.
Right.
So it's not just, you know, okay, you know, keep Shabbos, but when it comes to money, do whatever you want. No, the follow-up to that is how your person lives the life in financial areas, and you have to follow the din. And it says, give it before them. Now, obviously, literally means give it to Klal Yisrael, give it to the Jews, the Bnei Yisrael. But Rashi brings down, lifnei, there's a drasha, v'loy lifnei oivdei kochavim. And do not place the law in the hand of a non-Jew. In other words, don't go and place your court case in front of a non-Jew. V'afil yedata b'din echad. You see the underlined Rashi there. Shehem donin oisai. Turn the page. Kedine Yisrael. Even if you know that there's a certain case that they will judge, like they have the same rules as Chosh Mishpat, so you're going to end up following exactly, getting the exact psak that you would have gotten in Bezin. Still, Al-Tiveu Bar-Koyisham, do not bring in a court, Shamevi Dinei Sol Fnei Aramiyim. If you bring a court case in front of non-Jews, Mechalel Es Hashem Etzachil Hashem, Umiyaker Es Shem Ha'elilim Lahashbicham. And what you're doing is, it's a certain type of a vodazara. Now, Rashi is referring to a court which has some shaykhist vodazara. In other words, either it's a government court that had something to do with Avodah Zarah, or whatever it is, it was clearly a church or some sort of court that had to do with Avodah Zarah. So he's saying you're being miyaker, alilim, means you're giving them chashivas. You're saying, I want to go to you. So I want to go to you, that's a chashivas to the Avodah Zarah. Now we'll see, nowadays, when it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, right? It's just a government, it's just a set of laws, it's not Avodah Zarah. We'll see why the Isser applies as well. Right, it's still Chal Hashem.
You're saying
because you're still Lifnei Avin, Lifnei Avin, below Lifnei Avin, Kachavim. So let's explain why.
There's two different things. There's a common before Ma'al
Makar. Right. It's not Miyakar Se'alilim, but it is Chal Hashem, and we'll explain that why. Why? Because basically, essentially, if you have to sum it up, it's that you are giving an adifus. You're giving a certain chashivus to another law system, another system of law other than the Torah. You're saying, I would rather go with the set of laws, which is the secular set of laws, the laws set up by whatever other body, government, etc., rather than the set of laws set up by the Torah. Now, why would you want to do that? Because you don't understand the laws of the Torah. So a person burns down your warehouse, and you have something which is tamun be'esh, it's somehow covered, whatever, and there's exeris hakasav, the Gemara learns out, the tamun be'esh is potter. So he's potter. You go to Bezin, he's going to say he's potter. He's not a nice guy, but he's potter. If it's Eish, it's not Adam Amazik. I mean, it could be that you put a fire there, it's like Adam Amazik. But if it's Eish, so he's potter. I'm going to go for that. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to get justice in court. So it's not justice. You're saying, essentially, is that you think that it's more fair, the secular system, which does not have this point of Talmud Beish, is more fair. A person doesn't understand that the Ashes is whatever the Torah says is the Ashes.
So, even if it's
Dinaim. Right, okay, so I'm saying. So that's for sure. Now, even if it's Dinaim, so still, the point is you're going to.
Giving preference.
Right. Because it fits with them too, I'm also happy with it.
But the Ashes is the one that gave the mitzvah to them of Mishpat.
Yeah, but not specific. They're supposed to have a set of laws.
Yes,
for themselves.
That's where I'm
for themselves.
I'm going to their kingdom of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Nara.
Exactly, for themselves. You can't eat Avram and Chai just because they're allowed to. I mean,
right.
They have the set of laws for themselves. When we make our Oivim as judges, that's like an Edis for their Avodah Zarah. And we're saying it's not just Avodah Zarah, but it's anytime you're being mad if one set of laws over the other. Now,
it's not so much that it's a Chol Hashem if it's not Avodah Zarah. I mean, he says that it's a Chol Hashem and
okay, so that's what I'm bavarding is that you're saying it's meduic that way. Let's see how the Ramban puts it. Let's see how the other Rishonim put it. So, the last paragraph in the Ramban brings down that there's really two drushas made from this pasuk. There's two drushas made from the pasuk. One drusha is lifnehem and not lifnei avdei kachavim. There's another drusha that the Gemara says is lifnehem v'lo lifnei hadyotos.
Right.
You can't have a person that's tam. A guy has to be a samoch, someone that has real authority to paskin this, whatever smicha may be, but it's a real authority to paskin this shaila. It has to be real tamachachim, real authority to paskin the shaila. So we're learning both of those halachas from the same pasuk. But the Ramban says it's still a chiluk between the two. And he says the following. He says, in where it's underlined, he says, even though they're both mentioned in one pasuk, there's still a distinction. If both parties agree to go to a non-expert, okay, they both agree we're going to go to a non-samuch, someone's not an expert necessarily, it's okay. So then they've accepted the psak of this person. And anyone that's gone through Rabbi Pravalsky's Sanhedrin Shul will know that, unless they forgot by now, because it's like 40 blot ago, but six, yeah, that you're allowed to makabel that. But when it comes to a goy, ubitikibul olayu dinam din. Aval if nea goy, masurim him lava lefanav, shiyodun lem bidinem, lo'oilam afilo ay dinem kidinenu, be'oise inyan. So, it's still osir. The Rambam brings this down. Believe it or not, there's kimat no Gemara in the whole Peshas Ba'avli with this drasha. It's one line in the Gemara in Gittin, like also Agav. But it's a deferish to Teres Chayim and Rashi Ramban, and the Rambam brings it down. Call Hadon b'dayonei akum. Anyone that brings goes to a non-Jewish judge, ubar koyis shalahem, and to a court system of theirs, avu b'shayu dinei k'dinei sol. Even if the psak is the same psak as you would have gotten by a Jewish bezin, hareze rasha. So it's a rasha. It's not a simple thing to be called a rasha. Ukiilu chirev v'gidev. Vehirim yad b'teras Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, and it's like he's hirim yad. He's somehow contradicting the Torah. Shenemar ve'elam mishpatim shatasim lefneim 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 dokechavim lo lefneid yoytis. So again, you're right. The Rambam doesn't say beferish if it's non avodah zarah, but the point is hirim yad b'teras Moshe because he's not giving it chashivas. So the Rambam calls it a chirev v'gidev.
He doesn't mention that it's talking about what is a place of avodah zarah.
Right.
Rambam lived in a place where there was no avodah zarah.
Chirev v'gidev is very strong. Chirev v'gidev means it's like a slanderous thing. It's much slander against the Torah.
How come he doesn't use lashon of asur?
What?
How come he doesn't use lashon of asur?
Oh, you don't say straight out asur. You're just saying he's a rasha if he does it.
Does that mean it's asur, or does it mean it's not good?
Rush is a pretty bad title.
I understand that, but then it's
Asr. Oh, the name of the law is already an Asr.
Right, it's an Asr.
Yeah. He doesn't say the word Asr. I hear.
It's an interesting Rambam. He doesn't say, call him Chalas Shabbos, Skilo. He should say, it's also Chalas Shabbos.
I mean, he's coming from the Drusha, but right. The law is good.
It's used in Yavad by Chazal in cases where...
Okay, so we'll see what the point of that is. We'll have to explain that. Now this, let's just skip a little bit to the Shulchan Aruch and to the Tor, to see where the Tor brings down the Etzet Isser, and everything in between will go back to either if we have time now or next week. Page 8. So he brings this down. Also, love them if they goyim. I feel bedin shadon and kedin Yisrael. V'chol adam bedineim. Page 9. I raise a rasha. Kiel chirif. V'hirim yadam b'teras Moshe, which is the lashon of the Rambam. Okay, let's go to page 11 of the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, we're really moving on.
Yeah. Page 11. Asr ladun bifnei goyim v'arkoy shalahem. Afilu bedin shadineihem. Afilu bedin shadon kedin Yisrael. Even if they have the same psak as a Jew. Afilu nisatu beis balidim bifnei v'lubad. What we saw in the Ramban. Ladun bifnei asr. V'cholabal lidin bifnei mariz erasho. Kilchir v'gidei v'erim yad v'tez Moshe. Allah v'hashalom. So now he's like, he's kirev v'gidei. Now the Ramah adds, who cares if it's chirev v'yigidev? Yesh beizdin lenadoisai. So he has to go in chirev. Ulahachim achi salak yad goyim al chaveron until he gets rid of the case. So the Rambam says, so the Rambam says that there's chirev. It's not printed here for some reason, I noticed now in this Shulchan Aruch. These fancy Shulchan Aruchs took out half the stuff.
Really? Why?
No, there's a Kesef Kedoshim over here. The Kesef Kedoshim says that... What? No, he says like this, that a person that goes to court, just read inside because it's very strong. Basically, he says that a person that goes to court it's like a bizrayu da vodazar. I mean, that's if talking about a vodazar case. But he says that he's not mitzarf to a minion.
Wow.
This guy, he's in cherem, he can't get an aliyah. He can't get an aliyah shul, and he's not mitzarf to a minion. What? That's the nidui. So the guy's in nidui that he's not mitzarf to a minion, and he's in cherem. So this is a pretty severe thing. Now, here comes a very interesting shaila in the Ramah. The Ramah says the following. Says the Ramah the next line. V'chein machrimin hamachzik biyad haholech lifnei goy. You're also machrim, a person who is machzik biyad. He helps a person who is going to court. So what is machzik biyad? First of all, let's say he goes to court, and now he got a psak. He goes to court, he got a psak, and now the psak is that the other person, let's say, Reuven took Shimon to court, and Shimon now has to pay Reuven $100, and I'm going to help him get the $100 out of that. Right? I'm going to help collect it. So I'm being machzik biyad, I'm helping the guy who went to court. So you also get a chayim. That's a simple
thing. Like a lawyer?
Oh, Nishal, what about a lawyer? So, Lemaisa, there's multiple problems with a lawyer. going period. Yes.
Tell us about it. Yeah.
But
they don't call them lawyers for nothing.
Can a lawyer work in secular court?
Can a lawyer represent a yid who's taking another yid to secular court? So now. Obviously, we're talking about we didn't get a heter. So we'll see later that there are cases where you're allowed, one yid is allowed, if he has a heter, to take another yid to secular court. So then obviously you could be the lawyer in that case. But if not, then what's the law? So number one, if the plaintiff, let's say, took put the case into secular court, and now the defendant has no choice. It wasn't his choice to go to court, but now he can't get out of it. So at that point, that's not being mafsik biyad. You're allowed to represent the defendant because at that point he's not the one that's initiating this whole thing. It's not up to him. So therefore, that's for sure you're allowed to represent the defendant in court.
Counterclaim, so he's making a counterclaim, which is technically it's a new. He's wanting him something else.
But that's a defense against what he got started.
Now he's counterclaiming. He brought me to court, now he's counterclaiming. So now he's defending against the counterclaim.
Well, counterclaim, it depends. Ataka depends. It depends. No, it really depends. If it's moment versus moment,
yeah.
He's claiming you $1,000 in court. Now I have a claim back against him for $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is. That's one thing. But if you're going to bring out a criminal thing against him, so now it's a shalav mesira. So it's
much,
a different thing.
So Mamona's not considered mesira?
Mamona's not considered, maybe it is, but Mamona's not considered mesira in this case when you're defending yourself. But to go, now that it's in court already, no, it doesn't open up the doors to bring in now criminal charges, which would be considered mesira. So moment to moment, it could be that's still that's.
What do you mean? I owe you $1,000? You owe me $2,000.
So now
it'd be a different Indian. He's saying that you owe me $1,000 because you burned down my house, and he says, "Okay, you owe me $2,000 for burning down my warehouse." You know.
I mean, if it's no shaykhus in the stomach, I don't know. If there's no shaykhus, it sounds like I don't even know why it would be chal and oisai maimed. Like why is it?
Because
like,
he can't. He brought me to court now. That's it. No, it's over.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't see anyone discuss it, but if it's Menehu Bey, I would assume it's okay. But if it's not,
okay. But it's a cross path. Figure something out.
No, if it's the same case, it has to be the same facts and circumstances. You can't just
decide.
Bring a new case against him, not the first case.
Defense. This guy brought me. I'm going to go use him. Hopefully, he drops the case. They're trying to convince him to drop the case.
Right, but if you're going to start bringing up criminal charges, that could be a different thing. That's what I'm saying. Is that you have to be aware that we're not even discussing Masira over here. There's this whole separate issue of Masira that could be Nagah. Now, fine. So that's one thing. Is the defendant? You're allowed to represent the Jew in court if he's a defendant. What about the guy has a claim? And he wants you to represent him in court against another yid as he's a plaintiff, right. And he's bringing the claim to court. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, there's a din of lifnei iver. There's a halacha. You're never allowed to help one person be over another din deraisa. This is issa deraisa, and therefore one yid is never allowed to help another yid be over an issa deraisa. So what's that? So there's an issa lifnei iver. Now, what are you going to tell me? That normally lifnei iver l'sita and mishnah doesn't apply. Okay, that means you're not allowed to help someone, but it doesn't apply in what's called chad aver denahar, when he could do the isser anyway without you.
If he doesn't need your help,
anyway without you, he doesn't need your help. Then I'm not causing the isser to happen. I'm not causing the isser to happen because he would have found someone else because he doesn't need me now. Let's break that down.
Lawyer.
So now the shahal is like this. This klal, it's a very misunderstood klal, okay? This rule that people understand that, well, if you could do it without the lawyer, if you could do it without me, then I'm not oiver lifnei iver. First of all, that's not so true necessarily. If he does need someone to help him, the shayla is who? The Gemara's case is you have a nazir and he wants to drink wine and the wine is sitting right there and he could have gotten it without any help. He could have pushed it himself and
I handed it to him.
Right. That's not lifnei iver. But if it's either way, he needs someone to help him. Okay, now child of me or someone else, that means that who's ever helping him is doing lifnei iver. He needs someone to help him.
So that was getting the other guy. Oh, doesn't mean.
Narvaz, you'll tell me that no. Because he could get a non-Jewish lawyer. Okay, who's going to hire a non-Jewish lawyer? I mean, you got to be crazy.
So, right. He's already lost the case.
So,
all the Jewish lawyers
won't
be able to do it.
So I'm saying. So Lemaisa, if Taka is a non-Jewish lawyer that you could get, so then it would be with neighbor. But isn't the whole lawyer saying no one? What's his? Isn't he saying no one could do it like me? if you're going to say, well, you don't really need, it's not like favor, because you really could win the case without me. So then that kind of like powers up some of your advertisement, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Lamaisa, you have to know if thing.
But I'm good, but he's
it's
as
not
good.
Favor. But even if it's not like favor, if you could get a non-Jewish lawyer to help you. But there's another din of Misayaya Lidei Over Avera, which means that Midrabanan, you're not allowed to help him. Even if he doesn't need you, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to help him do an Avera. Now, that has some klalim. If he's going to do it anyway, no matter what, even if you don't help him, and he's a mummer, and he knows it's us, and he's going to do it anyway, it could be that there's no Misayaya on that. Because you're not really, there's no Misayaya on a mummer. So there are certain...
I'm hearing your story mean much more by Misayaya of
Someone else is going
to do it anyway. Isr is taking him to court, he's going to get someone else to do it. So it's not
Nafneir.
Messiah, though, you're helping him better than different
someone
ones.
Else is helping
so
him.
So if you hear much more,
right.
That's right, right by Messiah. Right. The heter from Messiah is that anyone can do this, no one's, you know, so he'll get a different waiter. You know,
yours
waiter and someone else's waiter.
No, that's not even heter from Messiah. That's from Messiah is like, is because the Isr Messiah, if you want to get into the lumnus, Isr Messiah is like a sort of Teichacha. You have to give him Musar, so for sure you can't help him. And if he's a Mumar, you don't have to give him Musar, because he's not going to listen to you anyway, so it could be you're allowed him to say, yeah, that's the heter for Mumar. So anyway, there is all this goes into helping a guy, Islifin Iver, Misayaya, it could be a serious problem. But then the question is, besides all that, let's say there's no Misayaya and there's no Lifin Iver, but you're going to be in Khair, Mistama. In other words, let's say there's no Lifin Iver and there's no Misayaya. But the Ramah says, Kol Machzik Bidei, Hamolich Lifin Akum, we're Machrimin. So, Lamaisa, I don't think that machrimin has to do with lifnei iver misayaya. It's saying even if there's no misayaya and lifnei iver, it's a din b'fnei atzmoi that if you misayaya bidei a guy going to court, you put him in chayim just like the guy himself. So you're definitely being machzik yadav. It says called machzik.
And if he's allowed to go, if he gets a heter,
I said that. That's okay. But if you're the defendant, if you're the plaintiff,
if he gets a heter,
if you're initiated, if he gets a heter, he gets a heter. No, machzik. If he gets a heter, we're talking about without a heter.
So if he's allowed to say yeah, it's the same thing. He's allowed to be there.
No, I'm not. There's no misayaya. There's no iser misayaya. It's not his iser, but Ivan. What?
Therefore, he's allowed.
No, because the Ramah is being mechadish or something. He's saying machrim in hamachzik biyado ilach lifnei goyim. He's saying that there's a new thing that anyone that's machzik biyado that helps him go to court. There's a chirim on that. So it's definitely not pasha. Now, if one thing, maybe, as also I didn't see it mamish inside, but if you're biyacholtoid to maybe minimize it and say, listen, I'll take the case, but first let's do as much ashtalos as we can to go to Beis Din, you know, against
get their
whatever.
Ruling.
It could be that it's different there, and there's a lot as far as other people say that you should try as much as you can to get to go to Beis Din.
Fall into this.
What?
What is mediation for? Let's say you take the case, but I want to go to mediation. I want to help you go to mediation.
Not a court, not a mediator.
Mediation is not our koyz.
It's not our koyz.
Mediation is strictly.
Mediation is not. Mediation is not miyaker olilim because mediation, you're not showing preference to another set of laws other than the Torah. You're hoping that they can come.
Compromise.
Now, if there's a smart guy who happens to be a guy who's a good mediator, that's okay because he's not.
That's okay. This doesn't apply.
Yeah, because then you're not. He's not paskening with a set of laws other than the Torah.
Right. He's not paskening.
He's just helping people.
He's saying, look, it's not A, it's not B, it's going to be C. He's not going to be happy. He's not going to be happy. But that's the fair thing. Let's agree. Okay. Good. Fine. That's the best.
They try to make a pshara.
Yeah, but they do it according to Goyish laws. They don't do it according to Allah.
They're not doing according to law. They're doing what each side is masking to.
Wrong about that.
Okay, so what's mediation?
Mediation, the sides have to agree to a certain. Are they going to apply the rules of evidence? Aren't they going to apply the rules of evidence? Who fixes the rules of evidence? According to the secular...
But why do you have to do rules of evidence? Maybe you could say, are you masking to this rule, you're not masking to that rule? You're leaving...
I'm saying, unless it's defined according to Torah
It's not true. What? They start off with pshara, but there's a psak.
Right, but it starts off with psak and ends up with mediation. That's basically what they do. They mediate based on psak, which is really what a mediator is.
I don't know what the I don't know the extent of mediation.
You look at the both sides and decide somewhere in the middle based on what the two sides are presenting.
Yes, there's a rule.
He's not using a set of laws to base his decision.
He goes into one party and says this guy's got a very good case. He goes to the other party and says this guy's got a very good case.
He's not using a set of laws to decide.
Try to make you think that you're
right. There's no decision.
You're right. He's right. But you know what?
What happens if they meet?
Let's do it this way. 100%.
No, but at the end of it, mediation is binding if you both agree.
What's that mean? They go to mediation afterwards if it's not done yet.
At the end of the mediation, you both sign
that you agree.
Well, you know, that's a signed agreement. How do you enforce the signed agreement?
Of course. But that doesn't mean that's
a good point. If you have to sign an agreement, it's only enforced
based on the court system. The decision he arrived at wasn't based on a specific set of laws.
Yeah, but the end game is something that has to only be enforced.
Enforcement is the biggest, source of.
Has to be confidentiality.
The issue of request is using their laws to decide. That's not what you did.
How do you enforce a
same
thing? You go to court.
No. Well,
yes, you have to go to court.
You can't.
It's a binding arbitration that you can enforce.
And the guy doesn't listen.
But there's no problem. There's no problem with that, right?
Of course. I have no problem. Turn to your right.
Is there a problem with that?
With what?
Enforcing a din from a bait din in court? It's not a problem, but the question is, do you need a heter from the Bezdin?
From the Bezdin, they should do it.
You know, after the Psak Din, do they need to write down a heter for you? Okay, now that we paskened it, usually a Psak and Bezdin, the parties, before the Din Torah starts, they sign an arbitration agreement that has, so therefore the Psak of Bezdin has power in court. So now do they need to give you an explicit heter to go to court or to go carry it out or not? But
I thought that pre-agreement is that heter. It's saying that you have the right to enforce this in a secular court.
Enforce the psak, but you have to get the psak here first.
Yeah, you got to get the psak.
Okay, so you can enforce it in Bezdin. Now, Lamaisa, by the way, the Chazon Ish is the one that he brings the raya, that it's a father, it's not just a Avodah Zarah. Now, by the way, also, yeah, it seems pretty clear. It depends what type of mediation. It seems like there's two types of mediation. If there's mediation that is just you're going to a smart guy, you know, he knows how to smooth things over, and he's going to get both sides to realize that you're going to start spending thousands of dollars on lawyers. It's not worth it. So let's just come to some sort of pshar. Come on, guys. Let's, you know. So fine. So he's not enforcing on you any sort of law. If the mediation is what you're more describing is more like, you know, some sort of court mediation where they're not strictly abiding by the thing, but really it is some sort of legal entity, maybe that would be different. But strictly like an arbitration, non-legal arbitration sign. Now, one other thing, by the way, to mention is it's poshut, but the place is going to speak it out, so speak it out also. It's poshut that the Isser Bar Kois is even if the judges happen to be Jewish. Meaning it has nothing to do with the fact you're going to a goy versus a yid. Or yid, right? The point is, this judge is a yid. It doesn't make a difference. The point is that you're showing a preference to another set of laws other than the Torah. Right. So if the Jew is using the secular law, then that itself is a problem as well. It's of Miakir Lilim. And it's from Pshutim, just speaking it out. Okay, now.
The Ramban, when he was being machalik between the two things, to bring it to a hedjot and bring it to a goy, so it's to a hedjot if they agreed it works.
But to a goy you can't.
Or to a goy that means dafka dayanim of goy?
Yeah. It means arkois, yeah.
It's like a hedjot goy is a record of the Rebbe was saying before.
Yeah,
hedjot goy is fine.
No, hedjot goy was not passing with laws. He's just arbitrating. No, hedjot is the judge. If he's a judge and he's using the laws, there's also a hedjot goy. Hedjot means non-samuch. That's what it means. He doesn't have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So I'm assuming no goy every has smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So it doesn't mean a stomach. It means what I mean to say is
non-samuch.
Non-samuch.
So anybody, but we're using din, but not. But
yeah. That's posh. Yeah. Now,
if I want to. The lawyer is not anything special. Anyone could be the lawyer. You just need someone representing him. So I can get anyone representing him. So me representing him, can I give the tarot? I'm not helping him. I
don't want to care. No, you'll be Masik Vyodov. You're giving him chizuk. Yeah, let's go. Let's get him in court.
I'm not going to do that. He came to me.
I don't even know. It's being a lawyer. It says, one of the things, Masik Vyodov, it says that if you see a person who is planting on Shvius and you say, oh good, keep planting. It's called you being machzik b'day ivrei shvius.
Just by saying it.
So for sure,
what? If a guy calls your law office and says, hi, I want to sue this guy, I need someone to represent me, can you represent me? So I have to say, no, I want to take your money, give your money to someone else down the block? He's
You're being machzik b'yodav though. You're saying, yeah, doing a good job. I'll help you.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying he's looking for a lawyer. He's suing him.
I think it's called being machzik b'yodav. I think. I just want to say one more halacha, then we'll ask the questions afterwards. But one more halacha and sefalaf over here is that keep in mind this entire thing is discussing where the laws are the same in secular court and in Jewish law. So they would be exactly the same halachas. That's what we're talking about. But if there's a case where the secular court is going to be mechayiv him, mechayiv the defendant money, shaloi kedin, that means that he would not be chayiv this money like our case before. In din, it's tamun be'esh, and he would be potter. Okay? It's a cost of he would be potter. And now you're going to go to court. And they're going to be mechayiv you. So of course you were over and you get chayim and all that. But Reb Kivego here is mechadish. If you look at the last line of page 11, there's a Reb Kivego over here. He's not mechadish. He brings it down from the Tashbats. Reb Kivego points out, v'im hoitzi momenai de din arkois, if you got the money out, im ein kain b'dinei Yisrael, if hamomen gezel b'yodai, v'im kiddish b'zeh isha enem kodeshes v'hu posel le'edus.
Wow.
Kumo kol gazan. So any money which is more than what you're entitled to api alacha, and you got that money in court, so not only were you over the iser of arkois, you're also over gzela, because the money is not yours.
It's not good
and condition. It's gezel biyadoi. So that's another element, is that any time a person is going to court, he's got to know the halacha down pat, klar, to know.
Very common.
And it's not only very common, it's very common specifically when it comes to like lawyer fees and stuff like that. That the court a lot of times will include a lot of collateral damage and things like that, which halacha doesn't recognize very often. So if one guy's gonna mechayiv the other guy,
not only the regular but the lawyers,
he's gonna mechayiv him. Okay, not only have to pay, you have to also pay all the lawyer fees,
right?
Which is very common. So then all that's gonna be gezel. So you have to be very careful with that as well. Now we'll see what's gonna be when you do get a heter to go. What's gonna be with that extra money? That extra money could be a problem even when you get a heter. That we'll have to see next week. What's the halacha of getting a heter? Okay.
Go ahead. Benchin.
Thank you, Rabbi. I want to ask you something. Your son Moshe.
Huh?
Benchin.
Yes.
He's kind of in limbo.
Benchin.